sang stories of old wars. At night, the king and queen slept in their own place, and the women in their own rooms. The princesses had their chambers upstairs, and the young princes had each his room built separate in the courtyard. There were bathrooms with polished baths, where guests were taken when they arrived dirty from a journey. The guests lay at night on beds in the portico, for the climate was warm. There were plenty of servants who were usually slaves taken in war, but they were very kindly treated and were friendly with their masters. No coined money was used. People paid for things in cattle or in weighed pieces of gold. Rich men had plenty of gold cups and gold-hilted swords and bracelets and brooches. The kings were the leaders in war and judges in peace, and did sacrifices to the gods, killing cattle and swine and sheep, on which they afterwards dined. They dressed in a simple way, in a long smock of linen or silk, which fell almost to the feet, but was tucked up into a belt round the waist, and worn longer or shorter, as they happened to choose. Where it needed fastening at the throat, golden brooches were used, beautifully made, with safety pins. This garment was much like the plaid that the Highlanders used to wear, with its belt and brooches. Over it, the Greeks wore great cloaks of woolen cloth when the weather was cold, but these they did not use in battle. They fastened their breastplates in war over their smocks, and had other armor covering the lower parts of the body, and leg armor called greaves, while the great shield, which guarded the whole body from throat to ankles, was carried by a broad belt slung round the neck. The sword was worn in another belt, crossing the shield belt. They had light shoes in peace, and higher and heavier boots in war, or for walking across country. The women wore the smock with more brooches and jewels than the men, and had head coverings with veils and mantles over all, and necklaces of gold and amber, earrings and bracelets of gold or of bronze. The colors of their dresses were various, chiefly white and purple, and when in mourning, they wore very dark blue, not black. All the armor and the sword blades and spearheads were made not of steel or iron, but of bronze, a mixture of copper and tin. The shields were made of several thicknesses of leather, with a plating of bronze above. Tools, such as...